Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf vav. Nazir daf vav. We're going to pick it up from Hey. I know we got into vav enough last night, Matzah Shabbos. Let's pick it up from Hey Amid Beis. We're in the middle of a machlokes between Bar Pada and Rav Masna. When the Mishnah really says that Stam Nazir says Lamig Yoim. So Rav Masna seems to fit beautifully in the Mishnah. Rav Masna says that what's the Stam Zman? What's the standard Zman for Nazir? 30 days from the Pasuk of Yia. Right, Yud-Hei and Yud-Hei, 15 and 15, Gematria 30. We point that Gematria Pashtas is more of an Asmachta, that the Iker source, the Torah source, must be more of a Aluch HaMashmi-Sinai, but it's 30 days, and that's the Lashna Mishnah, simple Lashna Mishnah. But Pada says, no, the amount of days in the Stam Naziris is 29, because that's how many times it says the word Nazir, or Nizroi in the Torah. 29 times equals 29 days. Aye, the Mishnah had said, Stam Naziris, the Mishnah on Haman Aleph had said, Stam Naziris, Lamed Yaim. So he answered, that no, because it's 29 days, plus, I mean, you're bringing the Kabbalah the next day, but that's not the main point. The main point is, since people typically round off when they make, let's say, a block of Naziris in their life, they have in mind for a round number, which is more like 30 days. So therefore, Chazal said, it's Rabbanu Masakin, let us keep the standard 30 days, one day extra midrabbanan, to account for the Stam Das that a person has in his mind. So if a person would make a Naziris based on Torah, it would be 29 days. But since a person's Stam Das is more like around the number of 30 days, actual Lashon in the Rishonim already, in the Rush already is like a more Zman Ugl, I think the Rush bring down, a Lashon Zman Ugl, a more rounded time, around the time, like 30 days. So therefore we say, he means 30 days, or, sorry, even when he really means 29 days, Stam Naziris 29, we keep the standard to be 30 just to be safe, but that last day is Drabbanan. That is the Machlokes Bar Pada and Mar Masna, is it 29 days Deraisa, one day with Drabbanan, or is it 30 day standard Midaraisa? So we started yesterday bringing Rias. We were bringing Rias already from our Mishnah, and then we started segueing into the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin, the first Mishnah of the second Perek, which has a whole bunch of scenarios of different cases of accepting Naziris. And based on the deen of the Mishnah, we're trying to be raias to our machlekes of Pada and Masna. We already brought a couple of raias yesterday. Let's pick it up. I was going to pick it up from the Tanan. Let's pick it up from four lines for the bottom of the page, the last one of the line. Let's go over the last two raias that we touched on yesterday. Tanan. How many Nazir Shleshim Yom? The person says, I'm a Nazir for Shleshim Yom for 30 days. So he said clearly this time 30 days. Im Gilachim Shleshim, if he shaves on day 30, La Yatza, he's not Yatza. That's no good. Now, according to Bar Pada, that's fine. Why? Because over here he said clearly 30 days. So 30 days means 30 days. They don't debate. And that's a biblical 30 days. He shaved his hair on day 30. He's a day early. He's got to keep 30 full days. But the most kasha is, we had already established answer, the prior raya. We're not going to go back further. But we answered the prior raya with the concept of mixes him kakulai, that Rav Masna subscribes to the idea that a partial day is like a full day. So if a partial day is like a full day, then when he says 30 days, why can't we say that day 30, even if he shaves during day 30, it's enough? Says the Gemara, Ba'im Rishleiman. Rav Masna will have to answer. In that case, the Mishnah there is talking about a case where he said 30 full days. He said, I'm a Nazir for 30 full days. Ah! So then you don't say mixes him kakulai if he declared in his Aziris 30 full days. Okay, Tanan. Next Raya from the Mishnah, same Mishnah, on Daf Tezayin in our Masechta, coming up in about 10 days. Misha Nazar, Shtei Naziris. One who pledges two Naziris. So he wanted to have two consecutive Naziris. Megalech as Rishayna Yayim Shishim Echad. He shaves for the first one on day 31. Vashniel the Yayim Shishim Echad. And for the second one on day 61. So Bishlam of Masna, Nicha. Quite a Masna, that's beautiful. Day 31. 30 days is years, and then you shave on day 31. And then again, on day 61, day 31 could be day 1 again, and then day 61, he shaves again. Perfect. 2:30 full day is years, 32 full 30 days is years, and he's shaving on the following day. Gevaldik. What's the question? Top of Vav and Aleph, Ella, but according to Bar Pada, Ella Bar Pada, Kash according to Bar Pada Shver, what Shver? According to Bar Pada, 29 days is really enough. He says standard is years 29 days. Back to the question, if standard is years 29 days, then Lechayri, you should be able to shave already a day or two earlier. By day 60 for sure, you should be complete. Maybe even day 59. Says the Gemara, Amalek Bar Pada, Bada says, Eim a Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. If he taka shaved instead of day 31, he shaved for the first Naziris on day 30. Then he can now shave for the second one on day 60. So now the Seifa is clearly saying, if you shave on day 30, it's fine. You can shave for the second one on day 60. But what do you see from the Seifa? We see that 29 days is enough. So that's back being a riot to me, to Bar Pada, that really 29 days is enough, and you can be shaving on day 30. It was just, like you were saying before, din drabanan, a chumra drabanan, to wait to day 31. But you see, the safe is right to him. Ella, safe masele, safe is clearly a raya to barpada, which we'll have to answer for a masna. And the resha, why do we taka say, wait till the end of day 30 and the end of day 60 to day 61 and day 31, respectively? Resha by mishlemim. Barpada, I'll have to answer you right. The resha is where the guy said, shlemim. The resha is where the guy said, shlemim. So therefore, he has to have a two Naziris, he has to have two, like, as if he was accepting two Shleimistic Naziris, like the Zman Darabanan, of full 30 days, two in a row, and therefore he's only shaving on day 31 and on day 61. Ask the Gemara 1 second, but according to Rav Masna Tver, what's behind the Sefer? Rashi's Gevaldig. 61 and 31 is great, but according to Rav Masna, that mixes him Kekulai, why can't I already shave on day 30? And on day 60 or 59 even, says the Amar Masna, depends if you can't, well, we'll see more about that in a second. But at least on day 30, Amar Lach Rav Masna, Kediktani Seifa, Yem Shleishim Eilakan Ulakan. The Seifa with Akasha, sorry, I said that wrong. The Kasha is from the Seifa. According to Rav Masna, why is it okay if he shaved on day 30 and then again on day, and then again on day 60, why is that okay? L'chari, you're missing a day. So we already know the answer. The answer is, Mixer Kulay, the Gemara is going to spell it out for us. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you, like we're going to see in the Seifa, the very same mission over the end of Zion, that the 30 day can count both ways, meaning you count part of it as part of the first Aziris, and you can already count, already shave, and count already to start the next Aziris. Therefore, it works. Ask the Gemaras, what are you really saying with that? Mahi, Mixeb Kekulei. Really what you're teaching me is this Chiddush that we already know from yesterday's Daf, from Mehemah Beis, idea mixed up kikulay. Says the Gemara, Harmachad Zimna, the mission is repeating the same chiddush twice. Why would it do that? The Gemara says there's a festa chiddush here. Ma the tema, I would have thought, Hani mili leinyin chad naziris. Aval l'shtein naziris loi, kamash malan. I would have thought, when it comes to one naziris, we say mixed up kikulay. So if I'm counting one naziris term of call 30 days, even on day 30 already, I could shave the hair, I could bring the kabbanis because mixim kakulai. But to say on that very same day mixim kakulai to be counted as day one of the next years as well, to go as zayivat, maybe you don't do it, kamash one that we even do that. And he can shave again on day 60, and it's okay to say mixim kakulai on both sides. It can count for the end of the first Naziris and the first day of the second Naziris. It counts for both. That's taka big chiddush. Why is that a big chiddush, by the way? Why is that a big chiddush? So, the Mefarshim explained that there's really a chakira. What's the lumdus of mixing kakulay? What's the lumdus? Meaning, there's two ways to approach it. Maybe there's more, but there's two basic ways. Do we say that a part of a day is like a full day, kind of like rubai kakulay? When you have raiv, we treat the rest, the whole mixture, like the raiv. Rubai is like kulay. We know there's some parts of it that's not like the raiv, but we treat it all like the raiv. So too, when you have a part of the day that the person kept, earlier we discussed, avelos, the person kept, in our case, zeros. So once he kept part of the day that way, so we say, part of the day is like a full day. That's one option. Option two is that whenever we have these counts, we say that all it requires on that final day is part of the day. It's not the pshat that part of the day is a full day. All it required was a part of a day. And once it's part of the day, then you have enough. Big difference in lumdus. Is it the pshat that we treat part of the day? The lashon is mixes a yom kikulay. Part of the day is like a full day. Is that talk of the mechanics? Is that really the pshat? That the reason why it works is, the reason why half the part of the day is like a full day is because we view it as if it's a full day? Or no, we know it's only a part of the day. And we're saying part of the day is enough. Nafkamina is, if you say part of the day is viewed as a full day, then that's very geschmack for when you're using it once. But to use that svara twice in the same day, it's one thing to say part of the day was counted as the last day of my first Aziris. But to then go say part of that same day is counted as my first and next Aziris, how could each part be considered a full day? You can say that both, like, you're considering part of the day like a full day, it can't be two full different days. That's too much of a chiddush. That's a problem. And that was like Gemara's Hamina, that maybe you wouldn't say Mixim Kulei on both sides. But if you say that the concept is that Mixim Kulei tells me that a part of a day is enough, then okay, Givaldic. Part of the day is enough, and then part of the day is enough. And therefore, each part of the day can be counted, one as part of the first Aziris, and one as part of the second Aziris. Then I said the first explain that's good for the Chiddush of the Gemara, a beautiful shtickle. Now, if it sounds to you that this basic answer teretz that we gave, this Kasha teretz that we just had with Rav Barbada and Rav Masna was almost identical, very similar to, at least the answers are pretty self-explanatory from the Gemara we had yesterday, so it's not only your Hara, the Rush already asked us over here, on the side of the page, the Tiritzim to this Kasha about Mitzvah Kulei. This last Nekudah, maybe not about saying a double Mitzvah Kulei, but the Nekudahs of Shleiman and the answer that we're talking about, where he said complete days for Rapada, we really had the answer we just started off with when we mentioned it for Rasa on Hema Beis. We've had the answer ready. Says the Rosh is Derech Hashas. Derech Hashas to ask questions that will only require an answer that we've already given earlier in the conversation, just to bring out again which other Mishnayos Braises are potentially a raya, and the deflector's raya, even though the deflection is something we've already spoken out in a prior raya, we'll repeat it to speak it out against each raya in particular, each specific raya. The Derech Hashas to do this way. We've mentioned in the past more than just stopping Derech Hashas, not to argue in the rush, chas v'shalom, but to add to it and say that sometimes all these rayas weren't said in the same way as Medrash. In this case, it's a little odd because all these rayas are literally from the same Mishnah. These rayas we're discussing are all from the Mishnah of Design. But we've mentioned in the past, sometimes you can deflect a raya the same way multiple times. There's a few different rayas that are deflected the same way. Why is Mark asking each question when you already know the deflection? And the answer given is that the rayas were all asked in different parts of Midrashim. Same teretz was given, and when it was amalgamated, they brought down all three rayas with all three deflections that are all the same deflection three times, that were said in different parts of Midrashim. We just brought down all three, but Anachami, if any single base matters didn't have the same question twice, because we would have known that answer. That's another piece added to this rush. Okay. Says Mar further. Mahi, as we saw that already. Tanan. Im gilach yoim shishim chasar echad yatsa. Vaiter in that Mishnah. This is going to be a question against Varpada. We had said, the truth is, you know, before we go further, there's a perfect opportunity. It's not a very long daf. I'm not saying there's a little bit of cheshbon in this daf, a little bit, but it's not a very long daf. It's a perfect time to focus a little bit, just for a minute or two, on the concept of mitzvah kekulei. And we touched this already, Master Shabbos, that's not, we touched it very little, but let's elaborate just a drop more. This idea of mitzvah kekulei, I could have understood that it's maybe a rabbinic din. It's not a derisic din, it's a rabbinic din. Avelus, the din of Avelus, more based on Menhagim, more based on Drabbanon, the exact nuances that we do. Maybe the concept is biblical, but the exact hanhagas and the dinim, the shiva, the shleishim, could be that is more of a rabbinic concept, and therefore not such a chiddush that we say mitzvah kulei on the seventh day of Avelos. But we clearly see in our Gemara, we're applying legabe nazirus, at least according to Rav Masna, we're applying mitzvah kulei legabe nazirus, and that's a deraisa concept. So clearly, the Ginas Vradim speaks out that clearly applying mitzvah kulei to nazir, and we apply it as well by other cases such as Nagoyim, such as Zava. A Zava on her seventh day, she can go to the mikvah before nightfall. I should need 7 clean days. How should she go to the mikvah for 7 clean days to establish that she's a mufsak from seeing damim? You have to go to the mikvah while it's still daylight. So the lach is, she can go until daylight because again, mitzvah kulei. Now, it happens to be if she goes to dam after she goes to the mikvah, then she'd be tummy again, which is why we're very machmer that they don't go, we're not going to the mikvah by day, because we don't have a scenario, they go to the mikvah by day, and they jump the gun and have relations before nightfall, and then if it comes out that she sees dam before nightfall again, it'll come out retroactively, she was never tar, and the whole that she still is zava gedela, and you're stuck in a situation of being ba chiv karas, being ba on a zava gedela biser. So that's why they're very, very particular. There are certain instances we don't even allow going to mikvah by day. There are certain instances where we do allow it, shas al chak. And one of the key criteria are in a case of tchak, we don't have an option. Someone's in a far out place, or when there was some issues, maybe with the pandemic or with the sometimes some natural disasters, when there was big hurricanes, and some of the mikvahs, the local mikvahs, especially the ones, let's say near the water in down in New York, the ones in near the water were all out of commission. The buildings were all underwater. So even though people living in the house, those areas, they went to the mikvah by day elsewhere, got a heter, and then came back to be in their house at night. But the halacha was, more particularly maybe for Shabbos, but the halacha was very clear that they weren't able to see their husbands. The husband's wife weren't able to see each other till nightfall because of the chumrah. Okay, but the general rules, you can go to the mikvah by day, you just can't ikar din, chazal masakin, that we don't do that, but you can go to the mikvah by day. Point is again, mitzvah kekulei. So we're saying by deraisa, clearly, mitzvah kekulei by negayim, by nazir, by zava, we find the concept that mitzvah kekulei is clearly a deraisa kedin. Where's another application of it? The Magavram brings Mishnah Melachos a clear by bar mitzvah. When a child is born, so he was bar mitzvah when he turns 13. If he was born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, on whatever his birthday is. L'chaira, his bar mitzvah should be 13 when he comes full cycle, and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon that day, 13 years later. Yet we don't say that. We say from Ma'ariv the night before, he's bar mitzvah. How do we say that? What's the pshat? Discussion. So, or maybe we don't. That's the conversation of Mishnah Melach. Magen Rambam says we do assume he's a bar mitzvah. There's some lamed shereid spoken about, some mitzvah pshat also given about this, about whether he's down for the amen and the like. But the basic idea is we say he's a bar mitzvah from the Ma'ariv the night before, and Magen Rambam says, you know why? Mixes a yom kekulei. Once he's on his day of his bar mitzvah, and his part of the day passed, mixes a yom kekulei is, we're going to say, is enough, and therefore it works. Agav, before we go further on the topic, total side point, Tosfos actually brings up later in the parak. Tosfos, I think it's on Daf Zayin, by that Mishnah later, that Mitzvah Kekulei, we typically say when it's part of the morning pass, part of the day is like a full day. What about saying mixes halayla kekulei? Once part of the night passes, it's really like a full day. Do we say dafka mixes a yen kekulei? By velas, clearly it's only in the morning. They sit in the morning and they get up. We don't say, oh, they sit at night and then they get up. They sit in the morning. So you say dafka in the morning, even at night. It seems to be a discussion between Tosfos by us, and he brings from a Rashi in Pesachim, that holds perhaps the other way, but it is a discussion whether or not Laila could work as well. We'll leave that for Mitzvah Hashem next week and a half. Okay, but that is all, and that is a concept about mixayim and mixes halayla. But back to the general idea of mixes kekulei. So we just said a couple examples where we say, even at the rice level, we apply mixes kekulei. Nazir, negayim, bar mitzvah, I don't know if it's deraisa, bar mitzvah, not something, bar mitzvah maybe getting aliyah or something like that, being mitzvah in deraisa by the morning of his bar mitzvah, before it's even is the shemay sleis, or by zava, and again, of course, by avelis, all these cases we're saying mitzvah kulei the other way. What about not saying mitzvah kulei? So the Gehen Hashas brings that by sheva brachas, we know for the week after the chasna, actually it mimics avelis to an extent, 7 days, 30 days, a year, shana shayna, but the 7 days after the wedding, including the day of the wedding, we make shevarach when there's a meal and there's panim chadashas there. We have a mitzvah to make the shevarachas, mark suvas, right? I mean, beginning suvas over there, of zayin, of ches, you make the shevarachas. So now, the Gehen Hashas, Rabbi Spangle brings that you'll make the shevarachas all the way till the night, till shkia of the last day. What do you mean? Say on day 7, mitzvah kekulei, part of the day is like a full day, and after the morning of day 7, you can't make shevarachas anymore. Why don't we say that? Teretz is, says Gehen Hashas, you say, when it comes to you make kedusha, you don't say mitzvah kekulei. If you have a day that's lofty, that's holy, the whole day remains holy. And that's the idea of Shabbos, that's the day of Yom Tov. Because it's a holy day, Shabbos, Yom Tov, you're not going to say, oh, Shabbos morning, I went to shul, I had brought my car before Shabbos last night, let me drive home. Mitzvah kekulei, daven shachris, let me drive home. Let me drive home of Yom Tov morning after davening. Why not? Mitzvah kekulei. Teretz is, it's you make Kedusha, and you make Kedusha last the entire day, as well as like Gehen Hashas, and that's the same idea of Shabbos brachas, you make Shabbos till the night, because you make Kedusha last all day. The problem, one basic issue with that is, what about by a Nazir? Nazir is Kaddish Yeh, he should be Kaddish for those 30 days. It's clearly considered 30 days where he's a Kaddish, where he's Kedusha. Remember, we discuss benefits or negatives of not making Naziris, but in general, he's called a Kaddish. Those Lechorah should also be make Kedusha, and yet by Naziris, we are saying, according to Rav Masna, we're saying Mitzvah Kekulei. Okay, that's a little bit of a kasha on this side. The Gittes Vradim says there's another reason by Shevarachas why we say that it's full 7 days. Because one of the sources of Shevarachas is, one of the basic sources, is a Pasuk Chumash, where Yaakov married Leah, and then he got upset in love and they tricked him. And he said, okay, Malah Shavuah Zayis, and I'll give you also Rachel. What's Malah Shavuah Zayis? That's the source of a week for a first marriage, Chas and Gala, we give a full week of Shevarachas. So that's the idea of week. And it says, Malah Shavuah Zayis, a full week. So maybe over there, Dafka, we know that you get all the way till the end of the day, you get through the Shevarachas. Okay. Till nightfall. But what about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, the first mask that Tisha B'Av, the Shulchan Aruch brings, that it's comparable to Shiva. Tisha B'Av, for Kans Klai Yisrael, the Beis Mikdash, is comparable to a person during Shiva. And we know by Shiva, on the last day, the person sits in the morning, and he gets up. So the Chari here too, we should say that on the day of Tisha B'Av, once he's out in the morning, he should be able to get up. The Chari should only have to sit part of Tisha B'Av. Now, that's not to be confused that we, after Chatzais, on Tisha B'Av, we relax some of the deen. Some of the deen change about sitting down on a chair as opposed to the ground. It doesn't mean Tisha B'Av is still considered in full force. Tisha B'Av is still considered in full force. But it just means that the Gemara's question is, that we should say it's not a full force at all. You should be able to maybe eat and do everything after mixes yom kekulei. Of course, we know it's not the case. What's the pshat? So if Shechter answers beautiful, he wants to say that there's a concept of mixes yom kekulei only when you're counting a group of days. When you have a group of days, he calls it a malais of days. So like a shiva, a shleishim, it's not by a specific day. When you have a malais of days, a group of days, and at the end of that group, the last day, we're going to say mixes kekulei. But it's even deeper. It's not just stam because it's a group of days. The point is, it's a group of days that could take place any day on the calendar. That's the main insight. It's a group of days that could take place. Again, I'm confusing if he's saying this on his own or he's saying this from Beis Bris, because there's a similar svar brought out in Beis Bris. He's saying from Yashaver, so Beis Bris, there's a similar svar in Beis Bris. But there's a chilik between essentially a calendar day, something which is related to the calendar, like Tisha B'Av, obviously, like Shabbos, every 7 days, not calendar per se, but every 7 days, like Yom Tovim, and something which is It could be any time. Anida, her Zava, her 7 days is whatever falls out for herself. Shiva is whenever the person dies. It's random. It happens to be a 7 day period, but it could be any period of time. Shleishim, it could be any period of time. It's not related to any specific day. Something that's related to a specific calendar day, you can't make Mitzvah Gula. You don't say part of the day. No, you need the full day. That's the day of the calendar. Something which is part of a group of days that could fall out any time. So once you have a portion of the last day, we say Mitzvah Gula. But if it's not totally in a calendar, if it's telling a calendar day, then avad you have to have that full day. So it's really two nekudas we're saying. It's one is that's calendar day versus not calendar day, and it's two, it's part of a group of days. It's the end of a group of days. That's what we're saying. Mesem Kule, biggest site from Rav Shechter Shlita on this topic. Why Shabbos is different, Yom Tov is different. We don't have to come out to the idea before. We had before of Yom Kedusha, but rather, Stam, it's part of the calendar day. You can't shorten a calendar day. Every seventh day is a day of rest. You can't shorten it. It's part of that day is a day of rest, not Stam that it punked happened to fall out. This is a specific, it's a very specific day, a very specific day of Yom Tov, specific day of Shabbos, or a specific day of, never the other way, of Tisha B'Av. Okay, Tanarban. Im Gilach Yom Shishim, another raya from the mission over there in Adaf Tazayin. Im Gilach Yom Shishim, Chasar Echad Yatza. We said the mission there, if a person shaves on the 59th day, 60 minus 1, he's Vaita Yatza. Says the Gemara, says the mission there, Shiyam Shleishim Eilele Lemenamin, because day 30 already counts for him as part of his count, and therefore works. Now, Rav Masna's gold over here, this is the idea of Mixim Kekulei. Bishlam Rav Masna, Nicha. Rav Masna really has two concepts here. You have the concept of Mixim Kekulei. You also have the concept of Mixis Hayayim. Right. Rav Masna holds that you can shave on that 30th day, and then Mixim Kekulei says you count that 30th day as also day one of the next cycle, and if the 30 days day one, then day 59 is day 30 again, and again on day 30 you can shave. So if Maslish Tussling is beautiful, however, El Barpadal, according to Barpadal, and there's a chiddush here. The Mishnah teaches a chiddush that it still works. Don't say I'm doubling over Mitzvah Kulay and I'm also shrinking down. I'm shaving both times on the same day as I'm counting my next one, and I'm ending it a day early. It all works, b'dievet. It all works in that case. But according to Barpadal, the question is the other way. If you go and make your adin, that bidyevet 29 days is enough. There's no ana chiddush here. Said the Gemara, El Barpad Lamli, what's the chiddush? Hamar Shleishim Chasar Echad, he holds even 30 minus 1, namely 29 days is enough. If that's the point, 29 is enough, 29, would easily be day 59, easily gives you your 229 days. So what's the added chiddush of this last case of the Mishnah? Or this, it's not the last, but of this next case of the Mishnah. Amar Lach, Barpad will say, this is my source. You're right. It's not. You're saying it's not a chiddush once you know my din. Well, guess what? How do I know my din? Now, this is a funny, interesting words, because we said when we read right after we read the Mishnah in our first Gemara, we said Barpada's source was the amount of times it says Nazir, Nizrei. That's how many days there is for Naziris. But similarly, just like we said by Yi, it's merely an Asmachta, but it's not the Ikar source. It must be Alech Mishm Sinai. Here too, the Gemara seems to be saying that Barpada, at least his source, to Darshan Nizrei and Nazir, 29 equals 29 days, is good for this case of the Mishnah in the next parak. The Mishnah in the next parak, which says 59 days is enough, it must be working because Barpada does not hold the Mixim Kule. If you hold the Mixim Kule, it must be working with 29 day Naziris. That's how we got to the idea that 59 days is enough, and that's why his source is good for that Mishnah. So what's your question? What's the Chiddush? The answer is, that is good for the source. Forget about the Chiddush. That's the source. And from this, we know everything else till now. Okay, Tanan. Araya against Barpada again from another case in the Mishnah, Dafta Zayin. Misha Amar, I believe this is going to be the last Raya. No, this is the second last Raya. This is the second last Raya. And then we'll segue into a Lema Kitanai. Let's see. Tanan. Misha Amar Nazir. A person says, I am a Nazir. Nitmayim Shalishim, if he came to day 30, Seisra Sakol, he loses it all. Bishlam Rav Masna, Nich, according to Masna, it's good. Why is it good according to Masna? Because Stam Naziris is 30 full days on a derice level. And if he came to day 30, he became Tommy during his Naziris count, he's got to start from scratch. I, Rav Masna, holds Mixisim Kekulai. Tais addressed the question. Tais speaks it out. I own this Kekulai. So once he started keeping day 30, it should be enough. He should be out. By the way, what's the halacha? If a person finishes his term, just didn't bring his Kabarnas yet, and then becomes Tommy, the halacha is he doesn't lose his Naziris. He has to become finished, yes, become tar, and then finish the process of bringing the carbon and shaving his head, cutting his ear, and so on. But he doesn't lose his own Naziris. If he didn't finish the term of Naziris, then he starts from scratch. So according to Rav Masna, that's great. 30 days of the term. He hasn't finished the term. I mix him kulay. So he already started part of day 30. So we should say he finished the term. I'll mix him kulay. No, because you only said mix him kulay if he actually brought the carbon and he cut his hair that day. Once he demonstrated that part of the day was for him a full day, that's when we count it as a full day. But until he demonstrates that, it's still part of the term. And therefore, he seiser his 30 days. So that's why the Mishnah says kol, fits very well, kotar masna. Ela barpada, 29 days is the term. Midaraisa. Midarabada, we had a day. But b'diavad, if he came to tell me, you're not going to be seiser it. You're not going to be seiser his 30 days, his biblical 30 days, his 29 days, I should say, that he counted. You're not going to lose it. Supposed to be barpada, tapam beis, amach barpada. Emel Seifa, barpada says, I'll answer, a very Jewish answer. I'll answer your question with a question. Emel Seifa, we've had this idea before already in this Gemara, this type of idea. Go to the Seifa. Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, here's this one's a little different. He over here jumps the sheet to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, ain't say so le shiva. You don't lose 30 days, you lose 7 days. Isak Gedatach Shleisha Minon, Nister Kulu, says Barpada, 1 second, but if I'm wrong, that 29 days is not enough, which I mean, you need 30 days, then why would Rabbi Eliezer say that you only say so 7 days, you should be say so 30 days? What's this new pshara of being say so only 7 days? That is Rabbi's question. That's a very interesting question on a few levels. First of all, we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. Typically, Rabbi Lezer is a Shamuti. He goes to Shif to Shammai. So Rabbi is going to defend himself by saying he fits with Rabbi Lezer. Shver. So the Rush elaborates. If you go easy, the Rush is the very clean right on the side of the page. First Rush of the page. The Rush says like this. We can read inside. Klamer. Ene Seser Klal. So the Rush explains first of all, what is this idea of being Seser 7 days? Says the Rush, it's not really Seser anything. What Rabbi Lezer is saying is that becoming tummy day 30 does not destroy your count of the 29 days you kept Patara. It doesn't destroy it at all. I've used Lashon Seiser. It doesn't mean Seiser. It just means you need to keep 7 days until you need to become Katar over 7 days before you can come and bring the Karbanos and cut the air, because right now you're tummy. The Rush himself asks, why not? Rav Kanner asks this morning, in Mechavis the Rush, why not just let him send the Karbanos? Let him send it, Aide Shliach. Why does he have to become Tar? Let him, Betuma, send the Karbanos, Aide Shliach, and do his process. Answer is, says the Rush, we're inside, because he has to be present, he has to be nearby for part of the process. Let's see inside, says the Rush. Normally, a Tamei person could send Karbanos, normally. Shiny Nazir, Nazir is different. It's not a copy of Nazir. It talks about the process of the Tara process for Nazir. It talks about, or the completion process for the Nazir. It talks about putting a copy in the palms of the Nazir. Fine. Now, so how what's Prabhupada answering? So what? So you have Rabbi Lezer introducing this idea that you're only being Seiser, and you're not being Seiser any days, you're only delaying your count now by 7 days. Now the Rush explains, and this is Prabhupada's retort. It's not the Mestaver that Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbana are arguing how long Naziris is. Meaning, I, Prabhupada, and Ravasa were arguing, is it 29 days or is it 30 days? That was not the Machlaikas of Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbana. We're not assuming our Machlaikas tonight, even though the Mar is going to go there in a few lines from now and say Lemek tonight, but says Prabhupada, I don't believe that's the Machlaikas. So it must be, if Rabbi Lezer is saying you only lose 7 days, meaning you're ready, your count is good, that means Rabbanim would really agree. And the idea must be that really the Iker count is 29 days according to everyone. Let's see it inside. Says the Rush, Vayter, I'm reading the Russian side. The Kimdus of Rabbi Lezer, Stam, Naziris, Chavtes Yoyim, Mistam Rabbanim Le'pligi Aleha. Since Rabbi Lezer is saying Stam Naziris is 29 days, clear, because you're only losing the 7 days of Tumah, you're not losing your whole count, because 29 days was a full term. And once you complete the term, you don't lose that term when you become Tumah. So Mistam Rabbanim don't argue on that point. Be'ikr Meshachim Naziris. That's not Pashtas, the Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Chum in that Mishnah. Ella, debaka mifigi. You know what the machlekes is? That's not machlekes. Rabbanan Tzavi, Seisr, B'yayim, Lamed, Naziris, Atu, Heichad, Armin, Harmeni, Lamed, Yayim, De Seisr, Akamed, De Raisa, Umevi, Karman, Tuma, Pahayna, De Precious, Il, De Lekamidi, B'yayim, Rav, Masna, Liberpada, Eldra, Rav, Masna, Im, Nitma, B'yayim, Lamed, Kaidim, Avos, Karman, Reis, of Seisr, Mid, Raisa, Mevi, Karman, Liberpada, Ene, Seisr, Amid, Rabbanan. Beautiful. Very big words in the Rush over here. Says the Rush, that Barpada is really coming to answer that Pashtus, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chumman don't argue on the length. And if Rabbi Eliezer is saying it's 29 days, that means Rabbanan really hope make it to the 29 days. They both agree it's 29 days. How machlekish is that how firm are we on this extra day rabbinically of 30 that we're putting in on the 30th day? Are we going to treat that mamish like it's a regular Zeus Dereisa, and therefore if you come to me, be Seisra, as if you say Seisra Zeus Dereisa, and start from scratch, or not? Rabbanan say yes, and Rabbi Eliezer says not. But Barpada says both agree to me that the shear is 29 days. And then the Rush ends off. We read inside already. The Rush ends off as saying, and really, if you zone into it, and this is what the Sabda Elam, Liazor in particular, but we're focused on at the end of the shear earlier this morning, the morning daf, the Eilam was focused in, that if you really cut it down, every single raya we're bringing back and forth, we're explaining how Rav Pad learns it, how Rav Masna learns it. Ultimately, Rav Masna agrees that Mixed Kekula on day 30. Ultimately, Rav Pad holds 29 days, you treat as 30 days anyway, because you have to have 30, you have to have a 30 days, a gzera, up to a case where a person says a round of the zeros of 30 days, and that would be a very normal scenario. So we make all the zeros that even when it's not, even though it's not, it should be 29 days. So it comes out that they're really both pretty much having the same amount, and the only question is going to be, is it going to be Saiser, Nister, Midaraisa, or Nister, Midarabanan, but they're both going to agree on the amount. One small chiluk we came up with is, according to Rav Masna, ironically enough, you could be able to finish early on day 30, whereas according to Rav Pada, you have to complete day 30, but otherwise, they're not far apart from each other. Okay, but that's what, that is Bar Pada's answer against Rav Masna. But the Marna is bothered. This is classic Lashon Nazir. A little sussum. Ask the Gemara, but the Gemara didn't spell the question for us, but Bar Pada's given an answer that from the fact that Rav Lezer holds he only says to 7 days, that shows he holds the years as 29 days. And the Rabban, we assume he doesn't argue on that, so it must be the Machlek is just whether you get rid of the rest of the, whether you get rid of the rest of the days or not in such a case. But they both agree to me it's 29 days. But that now poses a question. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is posing a question on Rav Masna. Rav Masna says it's 30 days. Why taka you not being seisu all 30 days? Why is it only 7 days? Kasav Rabbi Eliezer makes him kule. So Rav Masna will respond. This word's kasav is going back to Rav Masna. Rav Masna will respond that Rabbi Eliezer holds that mixes yayim is kikule, and therefore, really a term is 30 days. Makes it a kule. We spoke about Taisam and Aleph that if you become Tame on day 30 before you be in the Kabanas, we wouldn't say Mixed Kule and it would ruin all 30 days. And came along Rabbi Eliezer and he said that no, Rabbi Eliezer holds that he held that even if you only kept Mixed Kule on day 30 and you didn't be in the carbon yet, we still say that's enough. It's a full term and it won't be Seis of the 30 days. Only you're going to lose 7 days. You're not going to lose all 30 days. Meaning, not like Taisam Mecha and Aman Aleph, which was in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer argues on that particular point, just on that detail. But otherwise, Rav Masna is good as well. Tanan, last Raya. Harini Nazir, again for the mission over there in Daf Tzayin. Harini Nazir Meyam, what if he says explicitly here again, he gave a term. He said 100 days. Aman Nazir for 100 days, he says, and then Meyam became Tamei on day 100. So he says, he loses all 100 days because he was supposed to have 100 days of 100 days in his ears. Even if you don't mix up Kekulai, we said a Svara again, on Aman Aleph, the Chamelis, that we say you need 100 full days, or at least till you bring the carbon on the 100th day. But till that point, becoming Tamei will be Seisir, your whole count. Nebuch, let's go back and start from scratch. That is according to the Chachamim. Rav Lezer and Seisir fits very well in Rav Masna, certainly. Even Babarda over here fits because he says, Me'ayim. And Babarda also says, you don't need to be Seisir, so Babarda in some ways is even better. Rav Lezer Eimer, Seisir Sekol. I'm sorry, Rav Lezer Eimer, Seisir Sekol Shashim Yayim. Rav Lezer says, you only lose 30 days. You only lose 30 days. Ask the Gemara, V'sakadaitach. But if you say, like Rav Masna just proposed, that Rav Lezer holds Mixim Kekulai always, Sefer Rav Lezer Mixim Kekulai, Nister Sheva. If you hold Mixim Kekulai, like we were saying it even in a case where you made his use for 30 days, Mixim Kekulai, and we came to day 30, you don't lose the full 30, you only lose 7. So here too, by 100, don't lose the full 100, you should only lose 7. Now, what did Rav Lezer say? You lose 30. He didn't say you lose the 100, but he says you lose 30. You shouldn't even lose 30. You should only lose 7. Which 7? The 7 days it takes to become tar, to be in the carbon, to be in the Gemara. That's all. Says the Gemara, Vilei Sarbis of Kulei, Lister Kulu. But you still have a question. Rabbi Eliezer says you lose 30 days. Your question on me is, according to Rav Masna, according to Rav Masna's interpreting of Rabbi Eliezer, you should lose only 7 days. And if you don't hold like my interpretation of Mixim Kekulai, you should lose 100 days. Either way, 30 days, what's this 30 day? It doesn't make sense anyway. You have to come up with a pshat. So the Gemara says, La'ilam, rather, the pshat of 30 days is a totally separate svara. La'ilam, la'amrina Mixim Kekulai, I'll tell you really, we don't say Mixim Kekulai, perhaps. If that's the case, you should lose all the days, not just 30, 100. This, by the way, is Bar Pada speaking now. We're still going to have to say, something very similar for Rav Masna, just with, yes, Mitzvah Kekulai, which is a very interesting Mahalach of the Gemara. Okay, but we're going now Bar Pada saying, I'll tell you, you don't say Mitzvah Kekulai. That's Bar Pada Shita. You should lose all the days according to Belezer. The answer is, Amr Shlakish, Tanu Time to Belezer. Pshar Belezer is based on a drasha. Amar Kra, Zeis, Teres, Nazir. B'yayim Malais Yemei Nizrei. HaTayra Amrar Nitma Malais. We darshan someone became Tamei on Yemei Malais. What are the next words? Tain like Tayra Sanazar. Give him Tayra Sanazar. Don't make him redo full 100 days. Give him a Tayra Sanazar. What's the minimum Tayra Sanazar? 30 days. Okay, someone comes to me on the last day of his years, give him 30 days. Special Drosh HaSakra. That's what we only do over 30 days. But really, we don't say Mitzvah Kulei, and really, Chef do over the whole Naziris. It's a dispensation for the Pasuk that 30 days is sufficient. Now, the truth is, the Mar doesn't circle back to Rav Masna. Habis going to learn this, but the Mepharsha point out, the Rush, others point out, Rina Peretz, that you have to say the same thing. You have to say the same exact idea, that according to Rav Masna as well, in Rabbi Eliezer, we do say Mitzvah Kekulei, but from the same drasha we learn, instead of 7 days, we had 30 days. Instead of any 7 days, we had 30 days from the same type of drasha. A person who came Tami, Yimei Mlais, will have to fill out a Yimei Nizrei, a full Yimei Nizrei, in a case where his Naziris is more than a 30-day Naziris. Okay. Lamech tonight. Let's just go through the Gemara wants to suggest our machlekes barpad the 29 days or Rav Masna the 30 days is already an old machlekes of prior Tanayim. Says the Gemara, Ad Melais Meitam. There's a brisa. It says in the pasuk Ad Melais Hayamim Shemani Miat Yamim Shnayim. I know Miat Yamim Shnayim. So what should be the zman of an Aziris? 2 days. Tamalemer God Kadosh Yigadapera. Pasuk Kadosh Yigadapera, and we know Engi the Psar Pachas Pesachim. So we learn from there that the minimum time for letting one's hair go out, get the para, is 30 days. So it's interesting. We actually learned a similar drush to this on Daf Beis from Kuna, para, that just like by a Kayan, it's up to 30 days he's allowed to let his hair grow, but more than he cannot because that's growing too much. So to para over here, by Nazar means 30, para by Nazar also means like a kvedis amount of, means a growing of hair. We prove on Daf Beis, we prove it just means a growing out of the hair. Shaleach means a grow, a para means a lashon akino of neder, it means growing out the hair and not cutting the hair, not sending the hair away. And it means, like by Kayan, it means a growing of the hair. But how do you know it's 30 days? So actually, Kayan itself is Gufa learned from Nazir. How do we know that Nazir is 30 days? So really, the Mefarshim explained that Ikkas source of hair is not from the Kadosh Iyah Gadapara, rather it's from the Yiyah, the Gematria of Yiyah, Yud Hey. We had it before. We started off with the reference to it, is 30. So that's the, how we know it's 30. So this is very clear. Mamash like Rav Masna. Rav Masna, I mean, I say very clear. Not so clear. If you read the Gemara face value, it sounds like it's a drasha from Pera, but the deeper source of Pera, the Rishonim explained, is Yiyah. And that is like Rav Masna. The source of Yiyah is 30 days. Like Rav Masna, ain't Gedel Seir Pachas Beshleishim. That's Mam de Verbeshia. It's Verbeshia speaking the Tana, which fits like a glove with Rav Masna of Yiyah is 30 days, period. No, you don't have to have that drasha. It says till you complete the days. And we darshan some, there's days that need to be completed. What's a count of days that need to be completed? We'll speak outside of the inside. Every month. Every month is 29 days plus 12 hours plus whatever amount of minutes. So every month is 25 days. So we end up doing 1 day, 1 month 29, 1 month 30. So months are something that need to be completed. And we're saying ad malais. So that's the shear of Naziris. And we're taking on the smaller amount, namely the 29 is the stam shear of Naziris. So let's say Barpad is like Rabbi Anderson and Rav Masna is like Rabbi Ishia. Let's see inside. Ay. E elu hein yamim shtrichim lois. What are days that need to be filled out, so to speak? Have yamish leishim. I would say that's 30. It means 29 to 30. It's ironic enough for trying to come up with 29 days, but saying it's the month, the 30-day month, which needs sometimes to be filled up with day 30 to complete the month. So my love, Rav Masna Makabesha, that the Naziris is 30 days, like yeah, and my Padre says 29 days. Rav Kabbanis talks about the malays, the 29-day month being filled up. Rav Masna kuli amish leishim binan. Rav Masna says no. You're right. A face by Rav Masna fits like a glove of the Bishaya, and Bar Pada fits like a Bernison. And Bar Pada certainly seems like to be able to fit like Rav Bishaya, who said 30 days, whereas Bar Pada said 29 days. So the Gemara just says, yeah, but Rav Masna, he can go either way. I'll tell you that both Rav Bernison and Bishaya agree, it's 30 days. So what's the machlekes in making the drash? The machlekes just simply is, hacha ba'ad ba'ad b'chal b'pligi. Machlekes is with az ba'ad b'chal. Rav Yeshua suffer ad b'lu'ad b'chal. Ad means ad malays till the malays without including the malays. So that drash word alone would have only told me 29 days. Therefore, he needed a drash of year to get to 30. Rav Yeshua suffer ad ba'ad b'chal. Rav Yeshua says ad means ad b'chal. Ad means including of the 30th day. And therefore, he has 30 days. But they both agree it's 30 days. It's mashmais darshas ikbenah, as we say. It's just machlekes and had a darshan to get to day 30. But they both agree that it's 30 days. Like me or Masna, that's where Masna is going to learn. Okay, just a quick rise to the mission, then we'll stop. Amar Mar. E Eloheinu Yamim, Shtrich Limlois, Havir Mishloishim. You said in the Brisa that what's a count of days that requires like a filler that needs to be filled in, that's a month, 30 days, a lunar month, that always needs, it needs, obviously talking about the lunar month, that has 29 and a half days, it needs to be filled in, 29 to 30 on the alternating months. Vayim Shabbos, maybe it means Shabbos that completes the days of the week, and maybe the Stam Naziris is 7 days, and it's talking about Shabbos complete days of the week. Mara says, Shabbos Mika Chasirasa. Is there anything missing that it's completing? Yes, there's days of the week and Shabbos, it kind of, for us, it fills in the days of the week, but the days of the week each were their own days, nothing is missing. A month is kind of missing, because when we count 29, it's missing part of a day. Every 2 months, you're missing a full day. So a month is mamash missing a day. A week is not missing a day to say that it's being mamala, that Shabbos is yemais malays. Frank Kumar tops line of mouth, the emishana, maybe it means a year. And we know by year, you have, sometimes you're missing days, and every couple of years, you need to make a leap year. You don't count years by days. For Rabbanan Kesa, the Rabbanan Kesa said, how you know we don't count days to the year, rather you count months to the year, you count months to the year, not days to the year. So if we're talking about a count of days of Naziris, it can't be focusing on when we're talking about a Malays Hayamim, it can't be talking about a count of a year, because a year is supposed to be broken down more into months than into days, and we're breaking this down into days, and therefore must be talking about a counting that resembles a month, namely a counting of 29/30 days. So the Gemara said that's how the Braisa is to be understood. Again, Rabbi Shaya clearly says 30 days, Rabbi Yehuda could be 29 or 30, and perhaps that's the Machlokes Barpada and Rav Masna, or Rav Masna could perhaps call like both. We'll pause over and pick up here at the Marmot Shem. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.